I'm Lucy Nalpathanchil. In the days leading up to Veterans Day, WNPR brings you stories from veterans and their communities. Gil Sanborn is one of two people in the state who serves as a civilian aide to the Secretary of the U.S. Army. The Connecticut resident began supporting service members after the attacks on 9/11.
I was in the building next to the World Trade Center when the attacks took place. I heard the first plane come in and saw the second plane come in directly right above me, and it was a day that changed my life. When I was down in the plaza in front of the burning towers after we had gotten out of our building, the World Financial Center, I heard a third aircraft behind me, and I thought we were going to be attacked again. And all of a sudden, within a couple of seconds, I heard this screaming jet fly over. It was an F-15. So I went from fearing for my life to a tremendous sense of relief when I saw that F-15 fly over. And I realized for the first time in my life what it meant to have the military at my back. So when we went to war in Iraq and Afghanistan, I wanted to find a way to support soldiers directly, not through organizations, but to have a direct connection. So I found my way to first adopting a soldier in Iraq, and then my assistant's brother took a platoon to Iraq for the second time, so I adopted his platoon, and through the course of that year deployment, sent them a variety of things that both they needed and wanted and could enjoy, and really came to appreciate directly what they were going through, the emotional traumas, the wounds, the IED explosions, etc., and developed a really a strong emotional connection with them. I didn't, on September 10th, 2001, know anybody in the active military, and today I know hundreds of people. It's well short of serving myself, but at this stage of my life, I did want to find a path and a way to communicate with and support soldiers and their families.
11 of Us is made possible by New England Conservation Services and Victory Energy Solutions. More about 11 of Us at WNPR.org.